Prabhupada used to say, what is the use of controlling the mind? You just hear and you just chant. And I promised you a recording of Prabhupada's statement, which seems for us to be so, let me say, unusual and difficult to understand. And Lubov, please play that also, the second CD. Mm-hmm. It's on a morning walk.
What is the controlling of mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant and hear chants and the sound you hear, that's what is the question of mind?
That was very brief and very short. What is the use of controlling your mind? You just chant and hear, and then this is done. As we heard this morning, this is possible for someone who has a pure mind. He will just chant and hear, and his mind is arrested by the sound vibration. But for us who are not yet equipped with a pure mind, we need to train a little bit. And therefore we have this workshop. Prabhupada wrote about training to hear with full concentration. He said, practically everything depends on practice. Abhyasa yoga yoktena cetasa nanya gamina. Abhyasa yoga means the yoga of practice. Practice it. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to practice transferring from one kind of consciousness to another. We want to go from the material consciousness and transfer to the spiritual consciousness. For this we require practice. Just like one man can run a few miles. I cannot run even 1 mile. He has practice. The strength of heart is increasing by practice. By practice everything can be attained. Life is short and it is so much disturbed. So how is it possible to practice? Therefore there is this one practice, the chanting of Hare Krishna and hearing. That is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna. O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. All these appeals should be made. And Krishna is all powerful. He can do everything. It's nice, isn't it? Prabhupada talks about running. A man who has practiced running increases the strength of his heart, and therefore, with a stronger heart, he will be able to run faster and for a longer time. So chanting is also a practice of the heart. The practice of the heart means chanting Hare Krishna, hearing and praying to Krishna. Please give me strength. Please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna. Krishna, O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. I have no qualification. I am frail. I am trying, but I am falling. And then Prabhupada says these appeals means requests to Krishna should be made. And Krishna is all-powerful. He can do everything. It's a wonderful quotation, isn't it? Hallo, Sebastian. So, we will now do a little practice, but in order to do this practice, we will first chant a little the kirtan. And Hare Krishna, let me thank you very much for making this. It's really wonderful garland. I mean, I no need of etheric oils any longer. Can you also smell it? It's all rosemary and lavender, I believe. This was Mani Manjari, isn't it? Yes. Mani Manjari, thank you very much for showing such nice taste. So, Hare Krishna. I would like to first start a little with one little workshop of Bhaktivinod Thakur. There are a few questions which Srila Prabhupada, which we want to ask to Bhaktivinod Thakur. The first question is, why is inattention in chanting the source of all other offenses? And here is the answer of Haridas Thakur in his book, or Haridas Thakur to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinod Thakur has somehow seen with his transcendental eye a meeting between the Nama Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, and his dear devotee, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And in that book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Haridas Thakur a few questions. Here is one of those questions which I liked very much. This question refers to the tenth offense, that is distraction from the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Usually we hear this tenth offense means to remain in the material concept of I and mine, but it also means pramada, inattention, to be somewhere else, not with Krishna, but yes, with I and mine. So this inattention while chanting is actually the source of all the other offenses. And here's the question. Why is inattention in chanting the source of all offenses? Oops, no electricity. O reservoir of all transcendental qualities, Haridas Thakur says. Guru Hari, please remain where you are. This is the electricity is out and everywhere. So why is inattention in chanting the source of all offenses? Here's the answer. O reservoir of all transcendental qualities, if one chants the holy names of the Lord, but his attention is elsewhere, how can he benefit? If such a person chants even 100,000 holy names of the Lord, that's 64 rounds, still, he will not attain even a drop of the mellow of ecstatic love. O Lord, this is the definition of inattention by chanting the holy names. This offense is deeply rooted in the hearts of materialists. The materialists, or the materialistic mentality, I believe, creates three responses to the chanting of the holy name. First of all, indifference. We don't care. Oh, my rounds. Maybe later. The second is laziness. And the third is distraction. Restlessness. The symptom in a chanter who's chanting distracted is that he tries to finish his prescribed rounds as soon as possible. Do you sometimes have this? Okay, 16 rounds a day. All right. I can do it. Finished. This is when your attention is distracted from Krishna. Then you really don't care. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur once wrote, how can laziness be destroyed? The characteristic of a saintly person is that he does not waste time. By seeing such character in another, one will certainly hanker after it. One will think, alas, when will I become fortunate enough to chant, sing and remember the holy names of the Lord like this saintly person? Such enthusiasm in a lazy person's mind will destroy his laziness because he will remember Krishna. Let us think a little bit about this. When we see a person who is very strong, who's not lazy in chanting, a thought comes into our heart. When will I become fortunate enough to chant, sing, and remember the holy names of the Lord like this saintly person? We will ask Lubov to play again for us, a little louder this time, Prabhupada saying how he chants. Huh? Such enthusiasm in a lazy person's mind will destroy his laziness. Huh? When we hear another great devotee of the Lord chanting or expressing about chanting something which is deep in his heart, then this creates a certain enthusiasm. Oh, when will I also be like this? So let us see if this happens with this tape recording. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I was thinking of the other. Gaurahari will give you another thing. You have it? A CD you have? On tape. Why don't you make everything ready, and when it really works, you can tell us. The first practice which we will learn to concentrate our attention is we will chant with this Hare Krishna mantra sign. Maybe we can put it here on the thing. Adya, would you like to assist the devotees to? Maybe you can put it on the. Yeah. Then you can maybe turn it a little bit around. Yogis have, since a long, long time, told us about a method which is called the Traktaka method. The Traktaka method means that you learn to focus your vision on something which is right before you, and while you concentrate your vision, you would see how your mind is focused. In Sanskrit, this point of concentration is called the Trikuti. The point of concentration lies a finger breadth above the bridge of the nose. This is the bridge of the nose, and a finger breadth is here. So it would be this point. It is usually when you pressure it, well, everything is there. If you have it, you will find a little impression, almost as if your finger goes in your skull. But not every one of you has such subtle perception, so it's all right. Lord Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, shutting out all external sense objects, nothing of this world any longer, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, and then he does breath control, and in this way the transcendentalist aims at liberation and becomes free from desire, fear and anger. Now, when this attention is concentrated on this point here, which is known as the Ajna Chakra, the attention gets captured. The yogis usually do this by putting like a candle or some burning thing, it's usually an oil lamp, in this height and just looking at it like this. But don't worry, we will not do this because why should we look at a candle? And we have more interesting things to look at. But what the Vaishnavas do in our tradition is something similar. They look at the Hare Krishna mantra and they just let their vision follow the Hare Krishna, the different words of the mantra. We will do this now. We will chant together and we will do as if we are reading a book, or because this is so big, a newspaper, and our eyes will just, as we chant, follow the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Is the exercise clear? By this, the idea is to focus our vision and not see anything else. This will be a little bit new for some of you, but it will be very effective if you can have just do it for a while. We will all chant together, and while we do this, I will sit with you on the floor also, because I have to see it also. While we do it, we will just look at the Hare Krishna mantra sign. In this way, we will fix our Trikuti. So, let us start. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Does it work? Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare you very much. We will continue in a moment. This time I want to request you to sit properly again. Please adjust yourself. Whatever you do with your legs is up to your constitution, but please move your hip a little forward so that you can sit straight, then make a straight spine, put your shoulders a little back and the head a little back, and continue the process of just looking at the Hare Krishna mantra, and try to just put your vision, as Krishna says in the Gita, between the eyebrows. Try to just see, as if you can imagine your eyes to be almost like a laser beam, huh? And you just go and read with it line by line. It's very important, because soon we will close our eyes, and then we will see if we have our vision fixed, and we can we will do something. So it's really important that for the moment you just train yourself to chant and not look at anything else. And you will see, if you are straightening your spine, you will have more energy to this and not feel tired, and you will be able to experience some concentration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Now we will focus our inner vision. Please sit with us, Amala Hari, now. This was now focusing our outer vision, but very often when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we want to become a little bit more inside of us. And I will make one little attempt now with you. Can you actually see from there, Govindanandan? Yeah, you can see. Yes, maybe we can. It's a good idea to open the window. It's a lot of energy which we put out when we chant like this, and a lot of warmth. I would like you to close a little bit your eyes, and for that we and I will give you some words, and when you hear these words, it's nice if you can visualize, if you can see in your inner eye without opening your outer eye. So when you hear this signal, it is time to, I will give the an an instruction, and when you hear this signal, it is time to execute the instructions. So please sit yourself properly. We will exercise this a little bit. And by now we know if we want to sit properly, we put these bones, these hip bones, forward, right? It doesn't matter so much what we do with the legs. Like if you are on the Stolitsa, it's fine. And then you go up, then you adjust your things. You will see if you have learned this when you come from the Japa retreat, it will be very good for your life. And then the head, adjust the head, huh? Slightly put it back, as if there is a fire before your nose. You have to put it back a little. So, when you are comfortable, please close your eyes. And breathe in very deeply. Yeah, it's not so deep. and breathe out, of course. Yesterday someone was not breathing out. And whenever you breathe in, try to straighten your spine a little bit more. Imagine there is a thread which goes to the heavenly planets, and Lord Brahma pulls on the thread. The thread is where the men have the upper part of their sika. It's in the highest part of the head, huh? And Lord Brahma pulls you a little bit up, because after all, life is very intense, and we are very frustrated, very bent down, so we will be pulled a little. When you breathe out, feel that your shoulders are going more down. And when you breathe in, feel as if you are pulled up a little higher to the heavenly planets. Don't force it, but just observe your breathing. Now I will give you a few symbols or a few words, and you try to see in your inner eye. The view which we had yesterday when we looked at the ocean. Try to see if there were waves, the color of the water, the horizon as far as you could glance. And continue to breathe in and out, please. I don't say this every time, breathing in and out. You should know it by now. You are more than 1 year old. It is common knowledge. Now, try to see in your inner eyes the clouds which we saw yesterday on the sky. Thank you very much. And remember our breathing exercise. When we are breathing in, we seem to expand. We seem to grow. The space seems to become bigger in us. And when we exhale, our shoulders slightly go down. We contract a little bit. In your mind's eye, try to now see an olive tree with green olives. The tree has many leaves. On one side they look a little whitish, silverish. There are these green olives. Now Please imagine or see in your mind's eye a very heavy thunder cloud with a flash, a yellow flash coming outside. Thank you. Please remember to breathe like you have learned. Whenever we breathe in, we seem to grow. Whenever we breathe out, we seem to go a little bit. We shrink or we compress. Now try to see something which will be hopefully served in this japa retreat. A pizza with kaperis. Kaperi, yes. And cheese, of course. And tomatoes. Can you see it? You can smell it, okay. Now it will become a little bit more transcendental. Thank you. Now direct your vision, inner vision, to the beautiful form of our deities, Shishi, Radha, Raman. See the turban, the big white eyes of Krishna. Try to see the golden or yellowish complexion of Srimati Radharani. Her right hand was put up in a blessing pose. Thank you very much. And now, the last and most wonderful exercise, as far as the devotees of Radha Madan Mohan are concerned, try to see Radha Madan Mohan as they are in the big posters above the altar with a white cloth flowing from them as if it was blessings. Try to see Lord Krishna's or Madan Mohan's face and his arms, which are so glossy, means shiny. And Srimati Radharani, who looks like a very, very sweet and merciful lady. All right. Breathe in and out a few deep breaths, and then when you are ready, open your eyes. Now we will continue to chant, and we will sometimes close our eyes and try to visualize the letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is what devotees of Krishna do sometimes. And so try to visualize it. I must say, I have when I'm in Vrindavan, I do have another mantra sign than this. And I have become accustomed to see that in my mind's eye. So if these letters don't suit you for some reason, you can also do it with other letters. Huh? The idea is that we should just be concentrated very much on each transcendental name of the Hare Krishna mantra. So you can sometimes open your eyes and look, and sometimes close the eyes as you feel is suitable. Even if you don't see anything, don't despair, no problem. If you just try, you will have an effect on your concentration. This is a a little bit our concentration workshop, and it will help you. Who of you drinks coffee? No. Those who are tired, Sundarananda. No, I'm Shalimsi, don't worry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very, very much. You are doing very nice. I'm very, very surprised. Not surprised, but very impressed is maybe the word. I would like to now request you to stay like this, in this position, looking at the mantra chart. And it's now important that you chant on your own, like you usually are accustomed to chant. Not with everyone in one voice, but everyone in his own voice, in his own speed, in his own pronunciation, and so on. In the very first 3 minutes, please don't be surprised. You will experience a little discomfort, because for now you have swum with all the fishes, so to say. You have been in a group. You have been carried by the group's energy. But now you will only be carried a little bit by the group's energy, and you will have to focus and concentrate on your own. Please, during this time, use the mantra sign or mantra card as it's helpful for you. Make a few experiments with it, either by individually visualizing it or by just looking at it. The idea of this first exercise is to somehow focus our inner direction on the mantra. That was the exercise. In the afternoon, we will do another exercise where you will learn to focus your hearing. It is a very amazing exercise which we will do. I request all of you to do this exercise up till 2 o'clock. That's about 20 minutes. Yes, like that. And then you can use the time to either continue to chant, or maybe you would like to walk and refresh yourself and wash. At 3 o'clock, we will have prasadam. So then we will meet 2 hours later. That is at 5 o'clock. Is this correct? I think I see 5 o'clock, where we will have another, hopefully, very enlightening, a little workshop. So please now chant for about 20 minutes or so, minimum. If you want to carry on, you can, of course, carry on up to 3 o'clock when you have prasadam. And we will see each other at 5 o'clock. So it's your own speed. Let us, however, intonate the Panchatattva mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivashadi Govakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivashadi Govakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktamin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Sit properly.